What's up, Glow Gang? I'm your host, Jacqueline Sun. This is where we have deep analytical and emotional conversations about figuring out how to align more with our soul's true purpose. So yesterday, I feel like I overcame one of the biggest humps in my healing journey that I've overcame in a while. It felt like one of the most challenging and the hardest things I've done in a long, long time. And I was watching this TikTok video where she was saying that with this Venus retrograde going on, we are literally purging 8 years of toxic shit so that we don't have to keep going in this cycle and keep like continuing the toxicity. And I feel like just hearing that felt very reassuring to me because I've been just going through it, you know? And you might be feeling this too. And just know that you're not alone. Like, this is a lot that we are going through right now. I've literally been crying, purging, like poops, shitting, almost throwing up because of how just like the trauma moving in my body, the purging. And it's like I'm feeling like I'm permanently PMSing. I saw someone comment that on a video where they're like, "Why am I crying at everything? I'm like permanently PMSing." That's quite frankly how I feel. So just know that you're not alone with all the retrogrades in the sky right now. And I do want to share with you today the accomplishment that I feel like I achieved yesterday. So my career has always been a sore spot for me. It's been a struggle for me to feel fulfilled in what I'm doing and feel like I've made it. But now I know that's totally a lie. I feel like no one really ever has it figured out in life. There's not really a point where you feel like you've truly made it. You know, there's these bits of like accomplishments, like even for myself with what happened yesterday, which I'm going to go into, makes me feel like I accomplished something, but this isn't the end. And I think that's such a beautiful thing because it's not meant to be the end. We're here to climb different mountains. Some of them can feel like the tallest mountain ever, Mount Everest. But it's these little milestones. And when it's the end, that's literally you on your death, in your coffin, in your deathbed, like you're dead, like that's the end. And life is meant to be experienced and enjoyed. And even with all like the dark, dark times, like it makes me so emotional recording this because it's just been a lot lately. And I think hopefully by me sharing this with you, I want this to give you hope. Because I think like a big lesson for me, especially this year, has been learning to feel compassion for myself and for others. And I think by me going through these tough times and coming out of it, it gives myself so much compassion. And I want to share that with you. And hopefully you can also have that same compassion for yourself if you're ever going through, you know, those deep rock bottoms, dark nights of the soul. Sometimes it feels like rock bottom after rock bottom, dark night of the soul after dark night of the soul. And you're like, when is it going to end? And I just want you to know that there will be a light. I truly feel like after yesterday, I can finally breathe again. It's definitely not the final challenge, but it's like in a video game where you beat like one of the really big bosses and you feel like so accomplished. You've been trying to beat this level time and time again, like, you know, sometimes over 100 times, and you finally beat it. And it's like that feeling. I feel like sometimes it's like, I don't know, like I can't even describe that feeling that I was feeling yesterday. It's like indescribable bliss. It's like exhaustion. You're so tired from doing the uncomfortable things. But at the same time, you feel so happy, just so joyful and so high on life because you did it. And like you were the one that was holding your hand through that whole experience. So about my career, I've always circled back to content creation and being an influencer, being like an online personality. When I found out that that could be a career for me, like this started, over a decade ago when I found out about blogging, right? And whenever I found out that that could be a career, it's been such a dream of mine. But every time, I've tried to pursue that dream, I've circled back to it. Something has just happened. Something has told me that it's just not time yet. And it's been so frustrating for me because it's like the universe will take me back. I'll like quit a job and then circle back to content creation. Quit another job, circle back to content creation. And it just hasn't fully landed. So recently, I told you about how I decided to burn down my business as an online business coach, online astrologer. And I felt quite lost after that. I mentioned that I felt like my intuition was taking me back to content creation again. And I was like, I feel like I'm meant to be like a full-time content creator. That's how I felt at the time. But the longer that I spent on that direction, it just wasn't hitting. I started to fall into a lot of uncomfortable emotions, like anxiety, depression almost, because something like my fire just wasn't ignited. It wasn't going the way that I thought it would go. The money wasn't coming in. It felt very unstable and inconsistent. And I also felt like the energy and motivation from me just wasn't coming up. So I decided to start applying for jobs. And this was also a really, really challenging decision for me because it's a point where I felt like I was repeating something in the past, retrograde vibes, right? Like in the past, there have been so many times, or even just the last time, where I told you I manifested my dream job years ago as a marketing manager for a YouTube production company. That was a point where I truly had my first taste of surrender. Because at that point, I was like, okay, maybe being an entrepreneur is just not meant for me. I'm just gonna give it out to the universe, or just like, I thought I was giving up, but I was essentially surrendering. Because I was like, okay, universe, just show me what I'm meant to do. I need to make money right now. At that point, I had just gotten out of my long-term breakup, moved in with my best friend. I needed to pay rent. I was like, universe, I gotta make money. Like, how am I gonna pay for rent? And that's when I manifested that dream job at the time. But then after about a year in that, it started feeling not aligned anymore. And that's when I was laid off. So now, being in the position that I was just in, I was like, okay, universe, I felt like you told me that it was time to go back to being a content creator, doing that full time. Why is it not happening? And I'm like, okay, if you want me to get a job, I will do it, But it felt different this time around. And I was like, I don't feel that same kind of motivation and drive or push to find a full-time job like the last time. And I was like, what is going on? Through a series of events, a lot of tough conversations in my relationship, I decided to start applying for jobs, even if I didn't feel like it, because I was like, I need something to get me out of this rut. And I circled back to this thought of I've always wanted to do a serving job. It's something I wish I did in my early 20s, never got around to it. And I was like, why not do it now? And I think it was my conditioning that made me kind of fear trying this new role that was so like different than anything that I've done. And it's not like I think there's this part of my conditioning where I feel like I need to do big things. I feel like I need to do amazing big things. I feel like part of that is my conditioning. Part of that is this like inner drive within me where I do love dreaming big. So doing a serving job It didn't feel like, oh my God, like I'm gonna do a big thing, you know, when people are like, I'm gonna be a doctor, a lawyer, an entrepreneur. But there was a part of me that kept circling back to it. So I applied to multiple serving jobs. And then I think throughout that process, I started to open my mind a bit too. I was like, okay, the world is literally my oyster. I don't need to totally put all my eggs in one basket, even though I wanna try serving. You know, I wanna open my mind to other things. So I started applying to like tons of jobs, shooting my shot, trying to ignite that fire within me, that Aries Mercury energy that I feel like I used to have. I started applying for like sales jobs, data entry jobs, just like anything. I was like, I don't even know what I like anymore. I don't even know what I want to do anymore. I talked to you guys in the previous episodes about how I felt like I don't even know what's real anymore. I don't even know what I believe in anymore because everything is just, I feel like it's like a tower moment. It's all being destructed so I can rebuild again. So I applied to everything. I felt like it was really outside of my comfort zone to open my mind to things that I haven't tried before because in the past, my background is in marketing. It's in social media. I feel like that was my comfort zone. But through being honest with myself and reflecting, I realized that doing marketing roles actually didn't feel fulfilling to me. You know, I love creating content, doing that for myself, but doing that for someone else, working for a company and doing marketing for them, it didn't feel fulfilling for me. And I was rereading The Mountain Is You. And there was a part where Brianna talks about how what is good for you might not feel good initially. I want to read this bit to you. I read this on my TikTok and I thought I would read this. I can't remember I've read this to you in a previous episode, but I feel like it's so good. So I'm going to read it again. And she says, most importantly, you may feel as though you cannot take action when you most certainly can. You simply do not feel willing because you are not used to it. By using logic and vision to guide ourselves, we are able to identify a different and better life experience. When we imagine this, we feel peaceful and inspired. To rise up to meet this version of our lives, we must overcome our resistance and discomfort. We will not feel happy initially, no matter how right for us these actions are. It is essential that you learn to take action before you feel like doing it. Taking action builds momentum and creates motivation. These feelings will not come to you spontaneously. You have to generate them. You have to inspire yourself. You have to move. You have to simply begin and allow your life and your energy to reorient itself to prefer the behaviors that are going to move your life forward, not the ones that are keeping you back. And I feel like that was a really enlightening moment for me because I feel like I've forgotten that sometimes it feels hard to push ourselves outside of our comfort zone. I feel like it was something that I used to do a lot, you know. I used to be such an overly disciplined person when that self-discipline became abusive to myself because I would force myself to do things very rigidly, not listen to my body, not allowing myself rest. And I think I had moved so far away from that because I experienced so much burnout. And I was telling you about how I went from this extreme of like being extremely masculine before, you know, constantly achieving, constantly pursuing, chasing, initiating, going hard, you know, and falling into this other extreme recently where I feel like I've been overly feminine, not knowing how to take action and feeling stagnant. And as much as I've been learning to go with the flow lately and learning how life can feel easy when you do what is meant for you, I forgot that at times it still feels challenging to step outside of your comfort zone. And sometimes you do need to push yourself. And I feel like this is very much reflected with astrology because we switched this year from the North Node in Taurus to Aries this year. Like last year, the North Node was in Taurus, and I feel like that was the lesson for us. The Taurus energy is very much learning to go with the flow, choosing the path of ease, enjoying the simple things in life. This year, that North Node energy is in Aries, where it's about taking on the challenge. It's about motivating yourself. It's about, taking that first step, initiating, having that fire energy. So back to my job search, right? It's kind of funny because I got two interviews for surveying positions, and almost all the other roles that I applied for that were like, remote jobs, more like office style jobs, rejection, rejection after rejection. And I just felt like that was such a sign because, rejection is always a sign of redirection. So I had my first interview. It was a serving job for a restaurant. And let me just tell you, it was so difficult for me to bring myself physically to that interview. And this is where I really feel for everyone who is going through trauma, because to me, there was a part of me that felt so down on myself because I'm like, this is such a simple task. Years ago, before I entered my healing journey, like maybe 4-ish years ago, 4 or 5 years ago, this would be no problem for me. I quite enjoy interviews, There's always kind of a little bit of nerves before going in, but it was something that I enjoyed, and it would have been no problem to me a few years ago. So I was like, why is it so difficult for me right now? My body is literally going through a freeze response, anxiety. Like, I felt like I couldn't breathe. And I was like, how am I gonna calm myself down before this interview? Just so many things going on through my mind, through my body. I literally did like a breathing exercise to stimulate like my vagus nerve before going to the interview, and I feel like that did help a bit. But during the interview, it was like all sorts of when you get anxiety, it's like you feel so dizzy, everything just feels heightened. That's how I felt. But after that interview, when it was finished, I did feel this kind of sense of accomplishment. I was like, thank God I did it. Like, I went through it, I did it. I feel like it was such a moment for my inner child. And then a few days later, I had a second interview for a different serving job. And after this interview, I felt really calm. It was like a different, very different feeling than that first interview. Even going to this interview, I felt a lot calmer than the other day. And what this first round of like the interview really taught me is that sometimes you can't trust your feelings. Like Brianna talks about this in The Mountain Is You as well. Like sometimes you can't trust your feelings because your body is responding to something in the past. It's not responding to the present moment. And for myself, at least, something that I've realized is that I can't always trust my feelings before an event or situation happens. But it's a good idea for me to pay attention to how I feel afterwards. Do I still feel anxious? Do I feel even more anxious? Or do I feel fulfilled and rewarded that I decided to go through with it? I was given an offer for both jobs, and at first I was like, I'm gonna take both of them because, they can both be part-time roles. And I don't know what I'm gonna enjoy more yet, so I'm gonna take both the offers and I'm kind of gonna split my time between the two. And I actually felt a lot of anxiety throughout like those, I think it was like just a week, where I was like trying to figure out my schedule, how I'm gonna divide it up between the two. And I was overthinking and trying to prepare so much for the future when I knew logically there's no way that I can prepare for something that I haven't experienced yet. And I can have conversations, with the workplaces about these things that will give me more information to help me gain more clarity. So I was like literally losing sleep over this. So then I went to the orientation for the first job, which was, serving at a restaurant. I was still so anxious that day because so many factors in this, right? Like, I just knew my inner child was throwing a tantrum. My inner child was triggered because I was really scared to talk to them about how to divvy up my schedule and like letting them know that I had another job offer and, I want to make it work between the two. And speaking up like that was really scary for my inner child. Because in the past, of all the times where I've been shut down, whenever I wanted to have a conversation, voicing up my needs, I've been shut down a lot, in the past in unhealthy relationships. But then when I got to the orientation, I actually didn't even need to have that conversation with them. It was something, I just needed to fill out on paper on the form. It was like a group orientation. But like, in the middle of the orientation, I feel like I was almost having like I was on the verge of an anxiety attack. I excused myself to the bathroom and I was just feeling so anxious. And I was like, okay, why am I feeling this way? Especially with the things that I was learning after reading The Mountain Is You, I was like, is this self-sabotage? Is this because my body is reacting to something in the past? Is this because I don't feel like I want to do the hard things, but it's actually good for me? But there was just something in my gut, something in my intuition that was telling me that this anxiety that I was feeling is because this job wasn't right for me. And there was nothing, inherently bad about the role or the people that I met. Everyone was very kind and pleasant. So I decided to say no to the offer. Even after I signed the offer letters, I went to the orientation. I decided to give them a call the next day and turn down the offer because I didn't think it was right for me. And I felt like the second interview I went to was a better fit. So I said no. And let me just tell you that experience of just saying no to something was also very, very, very triggering for me. Because speaking up, saying no, that's something that I was punished for when I was a child. And carrying that within my body, it was just so triggering because after this call, my body literally like shut down. Like, I felt like all these symptoms coming up, my hormones feeling imbalanced, not being able to sleep, just headaches, aches. Like, I can't even describe like this feeling within my body. And I hadn't felt that bad since my first spiritual awakening in 2020. I'm still recovering from it after yesterday, but I do feel like I'm, on the route to recovery now. Yesterday was my first day at the other job, and I was still very nervous because it would be a long day for me. It was like an 8-hour day. I haven't had, a day like that in so long, and I was really scared that my body wouldn't be able to make it, especially because I've been feeling so triggered. But there was still something inside of me that was telling me, I think I need to go through with this. Because I don't know what's going to be on the other side yet. And I just kept reminding myself after that interview, I felt really calm. And let's see how I feel after this first day. I'm using that lesson that I was learning. Pay attention to how I feel after something. So the whole week leading up to my first day yesterday, I was still feeling like death, and I really needed something to revive me. Like, there was a part of me that was like, oh, I just want to rest. I feel so restless. But I was like, do I just need to like lie down, allow my mind to rest? But there was a part of me during this time where I was like, I need to ignite these feelings within me. I'm remembering the words from the book, The Mountain Is You. I'm like, the feelings are not going to come to me if I don't start them. And throughout my healing journey, I've been having this reoccurring thought of how I really miss partying, the old me, partying, drinking in a very fun social way. Like, it was never something that went overboard for me, but it was just a form of entertainment that I really enjoyed. I used to be quite a social person. You know, I still very much needed my alone time to recharge, but I would enjoy a good social outing, you know, once or twice a week. And I think I really missed the drunk me, you know, because I feel like that's when I was the most authentic me. But ever since I started my healing journey, you know, my health hasn't been the same. I've been on this health healing journey, and every time I've touched alcohol, it hasn't felt good for me. And I think that's another thing that I really had to surrender because I didn't want to give it up. And I had this realization the past week where I was like, I think I just need to embrace the drunk me while sober. Because what are the traits of the drunk me did I like? And I think it's like I missed that feeling of being free, being my authentic self, singing and dancing, you know, in like silly, fun ways. I also loved being everyone's hype woman, like motivating other people, telling them I love them, even like motivating strangers that I would meet at parties, you know, talking about their dreams and goals. And like inspiring them, giving them drive, telling them, like, I believe in you, I think you could do that. You know, those are the parts of the drunk me that I really, really missed. And I was like, I'm the only one holding myself back from doing those things now. And in the past week, while I was feeling like death, you know, after that trigger of saying no to that first job offer. I was hyping myself up by like listening to music, singing, dancing, and I'm like not musically talented, by the way, you know, like I'm by no means a good singer or a good dancer. But there was this dance that really caught my attention. It's that unreleased song by Ariana Grande, Fantasize. I was like, I want to learn this dance. So I was practicing it for a couple days, you know, not really getting it perfectly. And I decided to just post the silly dance video of me on TikTok, just like having fun to it, not trying to be a good dancer. And now that video has over 10 million views on TikTok. I am so shook. The comments are also all so positive. You know, people are saying they feel seen. They feel comfortable posting their video now after seeing mine. And they're like, oh my God, someone dances like me. And I was just like, this is what I want to be known for, you know, for motivating and inspiring other people to just be themselves. And I think I wanted to go viral in the past for all the wrong reasons, you know, it was all to satisfy my ego, to prove my worth. And once again, I feel like that's why the universe didn't let me, you know, be a full-time influencer yet, or you know, gain the recognition and the views and the followers that I wanted at that time. And I'm seeing now how it was my trauma that fueled me for my good. It helped me shift my energy with creating content because I so badly didn't want to depend on a job. I didn't want to work for anyone else. That's how I felt like this whole past week before my first shift at that job. My inner child was just having a tantrum. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it. I just want to be free. And in turn, that actually helped me shift my energy. And like, I literally had to drag myself out from that deep hole because I did not have the energy to do a dance, to sing. Like I did not think I had that energy. But once I pushed myself to do it, it started igniting my fire. And my deeper reason for creating content has been to help others not feel alone. You know, I feel like that's been part of my purpose, to help people realize their own potential. That was the drunk me, and now I am doing it sober. And it reminded me that no matter how horrible our trauma is, you know, we can use it to better us in unexpected ways. Because in the past, you know, before I really dove into my spiritual awakening journey, my healing journey, a lot of my drive and motivation was fueled by anger. And even though I feel like I'm not at that stage anymore, I don't want to be fueled by anger anymore, it served me at that point in time. And me feeling this bit of just like, I don't want to work for anyone else. I just want to be free. I just want to be the boss of my own life. I realized that I can use that to fuel me for my own good. I was realizing that I don't want to be known for being someone who isn't the authentic me. And I think that's why I didn't feel aligned anymore when I was going down that route of being an online coach. You know, I needed to go through that to learn certain lessons, but once I resolved that karma, it was time to come back to myself, my true self. So yesterday, my first day at the new job, I hadn't had a good deep sleep in so long. I still haven't right now. I woke up multiple times in the middle of night to cry. And I truly felt like the feeling of when I was in my childhood bed back at my parents' home as a teenager, crying to sleep after a big fight with my parents. But I made it through the night, you know, and I got to my first day at the new job. And a big part of the day, like a majority of the day, I felt so uncomfortable, you know, I felt nervous, anxious, dizzy, nauseous, wanted to throw up, no appetite. I wanted to make an excuse to leave early, you know, say I wasn't feeling well. Not because the environment wasn't good. You know, everything was positive. I feel like everything was pleasant. It was literally because my body was holding on to the past. My inner child was throwing a tantrum. And I remember, like, about a week ago, I was talking to my best friend, and she was sending me some Reiki healing. And she told me that she saw my inner child just like kicking and screaming and yelling, "Don't make me do it. Don't force me to do it." And I realized my body was feeling so much of all those times where I felt forced into doing things and I felt like I didn't have a choice. Even though right now I needed to remind myself, I do have a choice. I chose this. I've always wanted to try serving, and I can always say no later if it turns out to not be what I expected or what I really wanted. But I did want to do this, and I needed to remind my inner child that I am her biggest supporter. I'm not forcing her into this. I am her protector. This is not the times in the past. You know, I remember when I was really young, when I was like 5 years old, I was going trick-or-treating with my parents, and my parents kept forcing me to go into the stores. Like I was at the mall trick-or-treating. And I don't know why I felt so shy and I felt so scared to do it alone. I just wanted, you know, my parents to encourage me to come with me. And, you know, they were only doing their best. But I remember my dad getting so angry with me because I wouldn't go into the stores to go trick-or-treat. And that was kind of one of my earliest memories of feeling like I was forced into doing something and that I was alone. And even flash forward many, many years, like when I was going off to university, once again, that same feeling felt like I didn't have a choice choosing the university that I was going to. You know, my parents were only doing their best, you know, they were like, "This is the best school, you know." But it was just like the communication and what I wanted at that time was just feeling empowered, feeling like I was able to make my own choice. And my parents couldn't do that for me at that time, you know, because of where they were at. And all these memories, and these are things that I thought I already processed, you know, they weren't new memories to me. I've had these memories come up for me already in the past. But this is what I always say with healing. Sometimes it's like another layer. Healing is really like a thick onion. You know, there's so many layers. And all these feelings I was feeling before my first day at work yesterday were all these memories coming up. But I decided to push through. You know, I was like reassuring my inner child throughout the day. I was like, "I can do it." You know, even though I literally feel like I cannot, my body feels so heavy, I feel like I can do it. So I didn't make an excuse to leave early. And when I actually started doing the job itself, Something just clicked. It felt so right. And I'm working at a retirement home. It's not what I thought I would do. I always thought I would serve at a restaurant, or I wish I was like a bottle girl at a club or something. That's kind of what I envisioned when I was like envisioning my goal and my dream. But everything, fell into place. It's such a Virgo job too. My Virgo moon, I feel like, is so at home. Memorizing tables and seat numbers, eventually learning the names of all the residents and what they like, it's such a Virgo thing, right? And especially with my Virgo second house as well. The second house represents how we earn money. And Virgo is a mutable sign, right? The mutable signs are Virgo, Pisces, Gemini, Sagittarius. And the more I've kind of interacted with people who have a mutable sign in that second house, I've had this observation where we need variety in the ways that we earn money. It's different with the people who have a fixed sign in the second house. Like if someone has Taurus, Scorpio, Aquarius, Leo in the second house, I've just had this observation. The people I've encountered, they tend to have a more stable, kind of long-lasting role in earning money if they have a fixed sign. But astrology isn't black and white, right? Like I always say, I've done a lot of different Virgo-ish roles in the past to earn myself money, and I've seen that it can always evolve when I feel like I've learned what I needed to learn in a certain job. And right now, I'm kind of experiencing a different stage of that evolution. And it's such a simple thing. I really feel like I felt called to share this. Like it's literally just a serving job. Nothing crazy. I'm not saving the world. I'm not a doctor, a lawyer, whatever. But I feel like not enough people talk about gaining joy and happiness from doing the simple roles in life, something as simple as serving people. And I also feel like having this variety in my career helps me be a better content creator, because now that I'm finding fulfillment in another role in life, I have the energy and the motivation to create. Like balancing these two things, content creation and serving, at this point in my life just feels so right. And it feels so good to not like depend on a job and not do it out of lack. I think for so long I was operating out of lack. I was like, I need to make money. I need to provide for myself. But now I'm seeing how I can do it because I truly, truly want to. And another crazy thing is like, I'm so close to 100K followers on TikTok right now after that silly dance video blew up. Like, I'm at about 91K right now. And I know it's just a number, it's just a number, but to me, I'm seeing now it's like a milestone of all the healing that I've done. All the sweat, blood, and tears, and it's like we are so close, and that's what the number means to me, and I can't wait to celebrate with all of you. Like I always say, I feel like there's this pattern in my life where my manifestation isn't what I expected, but it's even better. Thank you so much for spending this time with me on Glow Radio. Your support truly means the world to me. If you enjoyed this episode, definitely share it on your stories, tag me so I can reshare it, and if you're a real one, go leave a review on iTunes or Spotify. I'll catch you guys in the next episode. Lots of love.